Hello, Sid Roth. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. You probably couldn't wait to get here. I know I couldn't wait to get here. My guest, Gary Wood, all the way back in 1966, was in an automobile accident and he died. You know, the thing, Gary, that is so amazing to me is you're a singer, we've been talking, and according to your book, we see the x-rays. You don't have a larynx. You don't have a voice box. Your vocal cords are cut. How can you be talking?
It's only a miracle. It is supernatural.
Has any doctor ever said you're not supposed to be talking?
Absolutely. They said that. They came in and told me that right after the accident. They told me the next day after the accident happened, Sid, you will never sing again, let alone speak. And I was 18 years of age, so my whole world literally came to an abrupt end because I wasn't going to have any possible way of being able to communicate from that day forth.
Okay, but you went, you had the ride of all rides.
Yes, sir.
You went to heaven.
Yes.
And in heaven, there are a number of places that intrigue me that we've spoken about previously, but the one that intrigues me no end is the library.
Yes,
tell me about that.
Well, in heaven, you're not going to be floating around on a cloud and strumming a harp. You're going to continue to learn. I saw volumes and volumes and volumes of books there. I saw prayer requests. I saw spiritual growth. I saw souls that we have won to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Why do you suppose he keeps those records?
Well, I believe because it's vitally important to him. I believe he really is concerned to the magnitude that I saw a man come down and receive Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. And the Bible talks about a host of witnesses that look over and see. And they were watching and observing, and they went in heaven and found this man's mother who was already there. And they began to say to her, "Rejoice, rejoice, your son is coming home." The angels, who of course don't understand about salvation, they're just our ministering heirs of the household of faith. They just had to kind of stand in amazement and awe and watch as people rejoiced over someone being born in the kingdom of God. And then see it, I actually saw, there's a set of books that the Bible calls the books. From the moment you're born to the moment you die, every thought, every deed, every intent is written in the books. Well, I saw actually when you receive Jesus Christ as Messiah, when you accept him, the angel takes a red cloth, wipes away all the transgressions that are in what is called the books. Your name is transferred over to a book called the Lamb's Book of Life. I saw it. It
was see your name?
I saw my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I was adopted, and so it was amazing to me that my adopted name, when I accepted Jesus as my Savior, was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it said, paid in full by the precious red blood of
Jesus. You know what? You have to be meshuga to want to go on your own righteousness and your own good deeds. That's what I was taught as a Jew. I was taught as long as my good deeds outweighed my bad deeds, I would end up at this place called heaven. But we didn't even think about it. And the truth of the matter is we didn't even think. Now, Gary, Jesus said to you there were 10, this is back in 66, there were 10 things that had to happen before he returned. What were some of those things?
Well, let me just tell
you
real quickly. One of them, of course, is the regathering of the Jews to Israel.
He told you that?
Yes, sir. First of all, it was the rebirth of Israel. Huh. I saw that and heard that about the rebirth of Israel, then the regathering of the Jews back to their homeland. The sign of the scoffer, Peter talks about people scoffing. Knowledge explosion. There's never been knowledge known to mankind like the day and age in which we're living. Nuclear weapons are invented now. He showed me international TV. Sid, you understand that because right now we're going all over the world. My father couldn't dream of that. He couldn't even think of something other than a black and white little TV set. Deception. Is running rampant around America. Pestilences, earthquakes. I heard on the news there is a new disease right now that just killed a young man just this week. And they're saying there is no immunity for it. There's no cure for it. Then you said last night it could literally be more devastating than AIDS. And then Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
Question. The 10 things that he said had to happen before he returns, how many have not happened?
All of them have happened. Every one of them have happened.
Do you believe, not based on your opinion, but based on what God told you, he will come in your lifetime?
I absolutely believe that. I believe it very strongly.
What did he say?
He told me to prepare people for heaven and that he would return in my lifetime. I saw the trumpet sitting on the golden stand. My assignment on this earth is to tell people that there is a heaven. It's a real literal place, and
okay.
You want to go there.
Now, I know that's your assignment, but you wrote a book called A Place Called Heaven, and I
yes.
have your daughter's book, Angel,
yes.
and talk about childlike faith. Wow.
Yes.
Why did you write this book?
Well, I wrote it in simplicity to let people have the opportunity to know that God has a plan for them in the future.
Death, did he ask you to write this?
Yes, he did. In heaven, he told me, he said, there's a book to write, there's a missionary journey to take, there's a message to proclaim.
What did he say would happen to people that read this book?
He said when people read this book, they would be saved, healed, and delivered. And
have
that
you
means
heard
set
of people
free.
Healed that have read this?
Absolutely. Just the other night, there was a woman that came to our services, and she had a rotator cuff that was torn, and instantly God healed it. We have a lot of areas with problems in the back where people are healed supernaturally. God told me to do something very phenomenal, Sid. He told me if I would put my foot on people's backs and release my faith, he would do a chiropractic adjustments. Now we did this.
Do you put your foot on people's backs?
I put my foot on their back.
Let me tell you, see, it gets wilder. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, I've heard of ridiculous things, but this is off the chart. Sid Roth here with Gary Wood, and Gary went to heaven, and he has not been the same since. He's speaking without vocal cords, without a larynx. I mean, it's a miracle, every word you hear him speak. But you told me people that have back problems, explain what you do for them.
I was told, instructed to ask people to lay down on their stomach. Then I put my foot on their spinal column, and God directs my foot, tells me exactly where to put my foot. We've seen numerous people healed of scoliosis. In fact, God's touching someone right now and healing them in the rotator cuff and in the curvature of the spine. And I put my foot, there's a lady who gave birth to a baby, and you're having problems in the hip area, and God's healing you right now. You're feeling a burning in that area. I put my foot, Sid, right there, and then God directs it, and he told me it'd be like a chiropractic adjustment. See, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. One night, I was captivated by this woman's nose. It was the biggest nose I've ever seen in my life, and the Lord said, go over and squeeze it. Just squeeze it.
Squeeze your nose.
And he said,
were you obedient?
I did.
Please.
I did it 7 times. Well,
seven times?
He said, squeeze it 7 times. So I squeezed it seven times.
I'm glad he never told me that.
And she had a serious sinus infection and suffered from it to the point she had to go to the hospital. God instantly healed her. Now, the best part of that is the next night her husband came, and he came to the service, and he said, are you the man that squeezed my wife's nose? And I thought, I'm fixing to go to heaven again, you know? And this man says, I've been a trucker for 27 years. He said, I love my wife's nose. I said, I'm sure you do, sir. He said, but I'm going to sit here, and any man that would have the audacity to squeeze my wife's nose, I'm going to sit here and listen to what you have to say. And he got touched by God, accepted Jesus Christ as Messiah that night.
Tell me about, this was in Pennsylvania,
yes.
A witch shows up with
yes.
a knife.
Yes, she came in and let one of the counselors know that her intentions were to kill me. In fact, we had a couple of witches born again while we were up there in Pennsylvania. And the last thing I saw was this lady laying on the floor before God, sobbing her heart out, and God miraculously touching her and bringing deliverance to her.
Now, Gary is having so many miracles happen. For instance, at the Philippines, what happened?
Well, the Lord, I was told and instructed to throw water on people that were really thirsty for more of God. And so I took this water and I threw it on people, and suddenly the spirit of joy broke out and people instantly started falling down on the floor and they started getting healed all over. Blind eyes were opening, deaf ears were being unstopped, stomach problems were being healed, cancer we have heard got touched and healed, and just all kinds of miracles. But then we went outside, Sid, and we've been there 14 days. It was excruciatingly hot, and it's raining, pouring down a deluge, so much of a flood that it comes up to the hubcaps on the cars. The only day that it rained, I believe God was just giving a sign that it's raining on the inside, it's raining on the outside.
Well, I believe it's raining on you, and if it's not yet, it's going to be raining on you. And maybe you can't feel it, and maybe you can feel it, but that rain is the Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
And I, as far as I'm concerned, all these great miracles, I mean, tell me about that woman, Deborah
Padgett.
Tell me about
that. She was a beautiful
Deborah
lady.
Deborah Padgett, the movie star.
She's a movie star, and she came to one of our meetings, and I just thought she was beautiful when I first saw her, and the Lord said to me, slap her in the face.
Slap her in the face.
Yeah.
You got chutzpah, man. You got nerve.
So I just slapped her in the face. Now, when I walked away, she fell down on the floor. When I walked away, I heard this voice, and it said, lawsuit, lawsuit, lawsuit. But all of a sudden, she stood up. She jumped up, and she goes, oh, I've been touched. I've been touched. And I said, what happened? She said, well, I have TMJ syndrome, locked jaw. And she said, you slapped me on the opposite side and knocked my jaw back into place. Now, she's a good friend of ours, and I just talked to her the other day, and she gives this testimony all over how God touched her in that service and miraculously healed her.
Tell me about the greatest miracle in your life, Angel.
Our daughter was born mentally retarded. Doctors said she would never achieve over a third grade level of mentality. They said there were three things. If you told her three things, she couldn't repeat those three things back to you. They said she couldn't find her way from the bathroom to the classroom. And we have all this documented. My wife got an inspired idea, and she said to me, if you'll read healing scriptures into a tape recorder, I believe it will touch Angel's life. So I did that. We just had a little small tape recorder, and we read it, we played it over and over and over. God renewed my daughter's mind. God sent a school teacher to come in, taught Angel how to read the Bible. She got baptized in the Holy
Ghost. What if you had not had the scriptures going 24/7 about healing, if you had listened to the report of the doctors, where would your daughter be?
She would be institutionalized, because that's what we were told to do with her. We were told to just kind of
forget. Could she ride a bicycle?
Absolutely not. Absolutely
not. Could she catch a ball?
I could not. If you threw a ball, she would see it coming, but it'd slap her in the face. Well, now she has coordination, and she catches a ball. She has scriptures memorized. She tells her story with me when we travel. She sings. She's a powerful, dynamic witness.
Listen, she told me that her hands get hot. She begins to prophesy over people, heal over people.
Yes.
And when the two of you sing together, what happens?
People get healed instantly. I've seen just walls break down. And this happened just before I went to the Philippines. She fell down on her face, put her hands on my feet, and fire came out, literally. Fire comes on her hands, and when she begins to have this fire, she lays hands on people and they instantly get healed.
Don't you dare go away. You know why? Angel is going to be in this next segment, and I'm going to ask her to sing with her father, Gary. He doesn't have a voice. She was supposed to be institutionalized. And when they sing, I believe in his presence, you will be in his presence, all things are possible. Not just some things. All. You got that word? All. And not only that, some of you are going to have encounters with God. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Gary and Angel Wood. And Gary, you told me when you were in Pennsylvania, the wonderful thing that happened, I mean, this witch lets it be known, she wants to knife you. She wants to kill you.
And she sees an angel, Sid. She looks and sees an angel standing there. And she just sees love oozing out and with the open arms. And that's what brought her to deliverance.
And now, talking a bit about your daughter Angel, who is here right now, when she was younger and in school, you got a complaint that she was talking in a foreign language. Tell me.
We got called by the teacher, and she was. The teacher said, "We know French, we know Spanish, we know German, but your daughter speaks in this language we don't understand." And I said, "What happens?" They said, "It looks like she's going in a trance, and she'd sit there and speak in this language." And I said, "Well, then what happens?" And they go, "Well, that's the interesting thing. She gets the answers to the questions." And I went, "Duh. Isn't that what it's all about, right?" Because she believes she has the mind of Christ, right?
Well, Angel.
"I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me."
Angel, did you ever think, though, in a million years you would write your own book?
No.
Or, get this, have a master's degree?
Yes.
But what happens when you or Angel or both of you sing?
Well, the power and the anointing of God just moves in the midst of the people, and people instantly get healed. I've seen people in every situation stand to their feet, start weeping and crying. Angel's, when you look at Angel, she's still a work in progress. And her favorite song is, "He's Still Working on Me." And God's still working on me, Sid. He's not through with me yet.
I'm glad he's not through with me. He's not through with you either. Well, you know what? I would be so honored if the two of you would sing that song. Would you?
We'd be honored.
"He's still working on me to make me what ought to be. Took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me.
There really ought to be a sign upon my heart. Don't judge him yet, there's an unfinished part. But I'll be perfect just according to his plan, fashioned by the Master's loving hand.
He's still working on me to make me what ought to be. Took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me."
What a presence of God. What a sweet, sweet presence of the Holy Spirit. Angel, what did you tell me you did all night long?
I prayed for you.
You imagine that? She prayed all night long. And did God tell you some of the things that he was going to do in this show for people that are watching?
Yes.
Would you look in that camera and tell them?
He said that people's backs are going to be healed, and that sinus and memory problems are going to be healed, and and a deaf ear being open, and eyes being healed, and cancer being healed. My aunt is healed of cancer, Father God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We claim that.
Yes. You said something about someone had hair growing too.
Oh, and somebody has hair growing.
It's having difficulty with hair.
Having difficult with hair problems. Yeah. God's got to complete that in Jesus' name.
You know, let me tell you something. That wasn't just an exercise in memorizing something, but if it was, it would have been a miracle. What did the doctor say about three thoughts?
She couldn't contain three thoughts in a row. And now she's got, have you got the fire in your hands?
Yes.
Fire is in your hands right
what
now.
What does that fire mean, Angel?
That means it's ready to lay hands on people and get their miracle.
Well, you know what I believe? I believe if you will take your hands towards that television, that camera right there, hold your hands like this, and pray in Jesus' name for them to have their miracle right now.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, like you did it for me, then you can do it for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're no respecter person, Father God, that you did it for me, and you do it for them, Father God, And we say with great boldness and confession that by your stripes they are healed, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Ishanda Kuranima.
Pray especially, Angel, for people with Alzheimer's or difficulty thinking, memory problems. Will you pray for those people?
Father God, we just lift up Alzheimer's.
It's memory problems.
Memory problems, Father God, and memory problems, Father God, that they have the mind of Christ, Father God, and they can do all things to Christ which strengthen me. Nothing's impossible with God, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that by your stripes they are healed, Father God, of this Alzheimer's and all kinds of diseases, Father God. Right now, I speak all kinds of diseases.
A kidney problems being healed right
kidney
now.
Kidney problems.
Name. A left knee.
Yes,
that was
Lord.
Injured is being
yes,
healed.
Lord.
The swelling is going down right now in Jesus' name.
A headache right now is being dissolved, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Jesus. Yes. We praise you, Jesus.
I believe it's migraine headaches, Angel. I think it's more than just a minor headache. I think it's migraine headaches. God is touching
yes,
and
Lord.
Healing right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
And you know, I'm hearing that people are being healed so supernaturally. Angel, is your hand still hot?
Yes.
Can I feel it?
Yes,
my goodness. Oh, mm-hmm. I feel it. Yeah. I can feel that heat.
Ooh. Ooh.
Gary.
She has a boldness. She has a boldness that's just overwhelming.
Tell me about the time that a man propositioned her while you were speaking in a hotel.
This man did exactly that, and she mm-hmm. turned to him and looked up at him and said,
Sir, you got a dirty black heart that needs to be washed in the precious blood of Jesus and make you white as snow.
So what did you do with him then?
I said, come here and take you by the hand, and I came to tell my dad.
Yeah,
did she really bring him
She
to
brought
you?
Him in, and I was, you know, I just don't mm-hmm. stop for everybody, but when she told me, I stopped, and I'll be honest with you, Sid, I wanted to lay hands on him. I mean, hey, if it's your daughter, okay, if it's your daughter, you know, I wanted to lay hands on him, but we prayed for him, and he got delivered. One of the greatest miracles we saw was when we were in a restaurant, and this lady had an epileptic seizure, and she dropped over and started biting her tongue.
Oh, yeah.
And tell him what you did.
And I said,
I ran
out in the front of the line, and I said, attention, hail. And I only got all the people there.
At the restaurant.
The restaurant, and they made us come in front of the line.
The lady got healed. She yelled out, attention, hail.
Is there really a place called heaven?
Yes, absolutely. It's as real as Disney World or any other place that you could go to. It's on God's map. It's permanent, it's stable, and it's ready for everybody to occupy at the right time.
So the choice is yours. Choose life. Mm-hmm. Why will you die, O house of Israel? Heaven, my mother, my Jewish mother used to say, heaven must be a wonderful place. And guess what? My Jewish mother is in heaven right now.
What?
The question is, have you chosen life or death? Why will you die, O house of Israel? Choose life. Those backs are being healed strongly and some stiff necks.
Yes.
The
yes.
pain is going in Jesus' name.
Yes.
The presence of God, that's all you need.